Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
I think it's fair to say this is the highlight of my Wednesday afternoons. Being able to talk to Gav from Lee Rowan's, and he joins us on the line here this afternoon. How are you, Gav?
Oh, I bet you say that to everyone.
I say that.
I am very, very good, thank you.
Yes, I think I say that to all the girls.
Well, I must be the only boy
there. No, fair enough. So, how you been going, Gav? I think, as I said before, I was saying that I caught up with you on Saturday last week.
Ah, yes, yes. I had to swap a day with somebody, which very rarely happens. Boy, was it a busy day. My head was just spinning by lunchtime. I had so many people coming up asking me questions, which is a great thing. It's the time of year for it. Yes, as soon as one was over, the next one came up, and it made the day go very quick, I can tell you.
Yeah, well, I guess with the weather warming up and all that sort of stuff, I mean, people are starting to get themselves out in their gardens on a more regular basis. So it's, I guess for me, it's no surprise that, you know, that people are coming in and asking you questions about all different aspects of gardening, I suppose. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and there's so many things in the nursery looking good at the moment. So, yes, yes, no, it's good. If it's got to happen at this time of year.
Now, speaking of looking good and speaking of things that are looking good, today we're talking about the wonderful world of citrus.
Yes, because there's definitely a citrus for everyone. Yeah, apart from those kids that love their mandarins, oranges, everybody wants a lemon that they can just go out and pick one off when they want their lemon on their fish or so forth. From little finger limes, with the little native finger limes, which are becoming very popular. All sorts of different citrus for all sorts of different people. And they're looking really good at the moment. Nurseries are all full of all citrus, and now is the time to get them in. They're looking good, but there's chips on them, as in you really need to have very good drainage for your citrus. So if you happen to live in one of those suburbs in Newcastle that has a terrible lot of clay, don't dig a great big hole in the clay and let it fill up with water. Dig a shallow hole, a wider hole, and then mound it. Mound it up. Whether you've got to do a little garden bed with one of these metal rings that they have these days, these rusting metal rings which are all the rage, whether you just do it out of sleepers and do a meter by meter square, however you want to do it, but mound your spot so that you've got very, very good drainage. The one thing a citrus hate is wet roots, and that also applies to pots. If you're going to put your citrus in a pot, which is a good idea sometimes, make sure that you don't have that dreaded saucer of water sitting underneath it. Make sure that that hole is free draining. Get yourself some pot feed or some little blocks of wood underneath the pot and have it just that in the old scale, that half inch or so off the ground, you know, that 15, 20 mil off the ground, just to make sure that that water comes out the hole at the bottom. There's so many pots these days. There's a fantastic array of pots, but the one thing they all have in common is they tend to have one hole in the middle. And that's because if you have too many holes in the base of a pot, of course, over time, that base of that pot will just fall out. So you don't want to weaken it, which is why they tend to only put one hole in the base. So whether you get some gravel in the base of it, like a rubble drain, for example, put that in the base, put your good potting mix on top of that, but always have a good lot of drainage for your citrus. It will thank you for it later. Now, speaking about pots, and I know there's people out there that do this, they come in with their trusty rulers. You're looking at about a 40 centimeter by 40 centimeter. So about a ruler and a half by a ruler and a half, and that would get you a good citrus. Now, most of the citrus that's available these days also come as a dwarf version. Now, when we're talking dwarf, we're not talking half a meter or a meter. We're talking probably my height, so about the old 6 foot mark, as opposed to a normal, well, let's say, for example, lemon tree that can get nearly double that. So when we're talking dwarf, we're not really talking tiny. We're talking much smaller than one that goes in the ground, but probably better for a pot because it would make it easier to pick the fruit. Now, if we're talking lemons in particular, do yourself a favor. Go for the Eureka lemon, because the Eureka lemon is the only citrus, and the only lemon for that matter, that fruits all year round. So if you want that lemon to put on your fish and chips every fortnight when you go and get it, make sure you get the Eureka lemon, because that way it can happen. Another little tip with all your citrus is don't let them fruit in the first 12 months, because it definitely weakens the tree. So pick off all those little fruits when they get to about the size of a marble or so. Get rid of them for the first 12 months and you will end up with a much better tree at the end of it.
Okay, well, it goes to show, doesn't it? Now, I'm just listening to what you're saying in regards to, you know, citrus and whatever. It goes to show the preparation and the work that goes into making sure that your citrus trees are prepared properly is so important, isn't it?
What you put in is what you get out. And, of course, citrus are incredibly good for you, but it takes a lot out of the tree to produce them. So make sure that you enter in a lot of goodness and a lot of love into that tree so that you get all that back. You know, everybody knows I love my organic fertilizers. A good handful of 5-in-1 or a good handful of something like that, organic booster, something that's natural, every 4 to 6 weeks keeps them pumping along. Even a dose of Power Feed or Sea Soul once a month can't hurt, but keep them pumping, because as I said, the love that you put in is the love that you get back. There is a new or a relatively new orange out that I'd like to mention called Winter Sunrise. So for those people that love their oranges, which generally fruit through the later winter months, this one is regarded as the first orange of winter. It's very sweet. It's seedless. It's extremely juicy. It tends to ripen around the May-June, so definitely before all the other oranges. It's good for a pot. It's good for the garden. And it's called Winter Sunrise, so keep an eye out for that one. Look, the major, if we're talking downsides, about the only downside of a citrus is they get this terrible bug in them over summer called citrus leaf miner. Now, okay. The problem with that is people want to spray it after it's done the damage. So I always tell people, think of it like mozzies. It's like a mozzie attacking your skin. If you go out there and then you think afterwards, after you've been attacked, I'll go and cover myself with Aerogard, it doesn't work very well, and this is very similar. You've got to start spraying it with an oil-based spray, whether it be, you could think of something like pest oil, eco oil, there's all different, enviro oil, and what they are is basically the Aerogard for a tree. You spray it on there, it coats the surface. This little insect, of course, which is very similar to a mozzie, pokes into the leaf, lays its eggs, and then the eggs hatch and run these little silver tracks all through the new leaves. And, of course, everybody comes in and say, what's this? How do I get rid of it? And the answer is, once it's in the leaf, you can't. All you can really do is cut it off, feed the tree, and get it to produce new foliage. Now, the best way to stop this from happening is, of course, to spray it with Aerogard, so let's call it that, for every fortnight from about the start of December. And that'll put this coating over the leaf that this insect doesn't like, so it won't put its little proboscis through into the leaf and it won't lay the eggs to start with. And that's the real way of getting rid of it. It's a preventative. You don't do a cure, because the cure is really to cut all the foliage off and start from scratch all over again.
Yes.
And I know people tend to do that every summer. They'll cut the foliage off, the new foliage comes up, it's all soft and new, the insect comes back, lays all its eggs in the new foliage, and then the whole process goes over and over and over again. So got to get in as a preventative, use one of these oil base, and that will fix your problem altogether.
Sounds good. Okay, well, there you go. Some really good advice there from Gav in regards to the world of citrus preparation and also what you can do once you have your citrus trees in, and the other details there on the AeroGuard. Yeah. I like how you put that, the AeroGuard, the spray, the AeroGuard. That was really good.
The AeroGuard for citrus.
Yeah,
and
AeroGuard.
That's how I tell most people, and it tends to resonate that way.
Yeah, okay. Now, if our listeners do have any further questions, I guess they can drop on down to Lee Rowan's. I know you're not there on Fridays and Saturdays generally, are you?
Very true. As I say, every good nurseryman needs a couple of days off to recover.
Absolutely, yes. Now, for those who don't know, I think most of our listeners would know where you are, but whereabouts is Lee Rowan's Garden World?
Yes, certainly. The bottom end of Hillsborough Road, 381 Hillsborough Road, right down the Warners Bay end. Beautiful spot in Newcastle. Lovely, just a couple of blocks from Lake Macquarie. Lovely spot. Come and see us, absolutely. If not, we have a very good website, all the W's, leerowans.com.
And you have a very good cafe there too, I believe.
We do, yes. Not that I ever get a chance to see it there, but we definitely do.
Indeed, yeah.
They've got a brand new menu coming out next week, so there'll be all sorts of people in here testing all the new food.
Awesome, something to look forward to there. All right, Gav, as always, it's been wonderful to talk to you, and thank you very much for all your wonderful advice there on citrus. I'm sure our listeners are very, very appreciative of you coming on and giving all the advice in regards to citrus as we move forward. And you have a good week, and we'll see you again next Wednesday.
That's lovely. I shall look forward to it.
Gav there from Lee Rowan's Garden Worlds with the very latest there on our garden chat here at 2HD.